In the Catholic Church over this Royal Commission. We've talked to priests and bishops and commission chairs. We rarely hear, though, from ordinary, confused, concerned Catholics who are still in the pews. I've had texts from some of you who fit that category who say that you are holding on by a fingernail to the faith of your childhood, or more commonly, that you were once Catholic, a huge percentage of the population, but you are no longer. This morning I had an email from a group calling themselves Concerned Catholics. They're trying to bring people together next week to respond to the Royal Commission. With a number of high-profile speakers, Emeritus Professor John Warhurst is convening the event, former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally, Francis Sullivan from the Truth, Justice and Healing Council are among the speakers. Mark Metherall is one of the organisers and he's with me today. Mark, good morning to you. Now, this has been a long few years for people who have lived their life inside the church. I just wonder to begin if you could tell me what your own range of reactions has been as we've heard more and more, not only about abuse, but also about the church's failure in many cases to do anything meaningful about it.
Yes, I guess I come from a sort of fairly traditional background, a Catholic, raised in a strong Catholic family. In more recent years, perhaps not practicing as much as I might have in earlier years. I think they're, like many others, sort of feeling a certain sense of disillusion with the church, even though one recognises that that the church has offered so much to our faith and to humanity as a whole. But as a result of, I think, the Royal Commission's continued evidence and what came out in terms of the performance of the church has, like many Catholics, I think, hardened one's resolve to think, well, there is so much goodness in the church. Surely we can really do better than at the moment. I think that the problems of a sort of clerical culture in the church, the male-dominated church, all of these things have led to a sense, I think, among many, of a need for profound reform. So we're having this public meeting next week, the idea being basically to place some ideas for discussion and to hear from those speakers and hopefully to propose to our Archbishop that he take our concerns and our suggestions up with a national meeting of the Australian Bishops' Conference in early May.
Mark, I would say, though, you're responding very much, as I've heard many other Catholics respond, that it's confusing, it's disheartening, it's hard to know what to do. You've got a church culture that's always been hierarchical, top-down, dominated by the clergy, despite the Vatican II reforms that are now 50 years old. I mean, what can you hope to achieve as ordinary people rather than part of that hierarchy?
Well, as ordinary people, we want to see new ways of much more effective lay participation in the church. We want to see put to the bishops things that they can do now without having the Pope say so, things like more effective women's participation in decision-making in the church, the establishment in Canberra of a diocesan pastoral council, with a view to establishing lay leadership of it, and an agreement for a work program based on partnership between lay people and committed priests and religious to achieve these sorts of reforms, so the laity has a much more active, decisive role in the running of the church.
Well, that would be a church that would look very, very different, would it not, Mark?
Indeed it would, but it's entirely possible.
Well, how likely is it that anyone in the church hierarchy will pay attention to this? You mentioned a moment ago that these are all doable things, that they don't require profound organisational change, but rather they're something that could happen right here and now. What are your thoughts about whether anyone will listen to you?
Well, I think increasingly the bishops in Australia, as a result of the Royal Commission, are having to listen. We have our own Archbishop who's toured the Archdiocese on a listening tour. I'm sure that he's affected by this, and I think we've got to, you know, push. It may take a while. The church has been around for a long time, but it hasn't always been as clerically dominated as it is now.
As matters stand, though, Mark, they could always just completely ignore your voice. We do hear constantly about the need for profound system reform, as you describe it. For all these years of revelations nationally and internationally, not a lot of evidence of change, is there?
That is true, but I think, Genevieve, what has been lacking is any real cohesive push from the laity at large. But I think we are reaching a point where you could see the momentum, the critical mass from the laity that will be very difficult for the bishops to ignore. And we have an increasing number of priests, or what few are left, who would also strongly support this. I mean, that's the other reality of the Catholic Church, is the lack of priests, the diminishing number of priests, the ageing of the priests. We have 50% of the population who can't be priests. I think all of these things now are reaching a point where the bishops will have to see the necessity for change.
I wonder, Mark, I really wonder, and you can understand the cynicism with which I view the situation, because it's common among many who've been concerned with this in some way or another. But let's see. So you're gathering together on Thursday week, that's Thursday the 27th, at the Australian Centre for Christianity and Culture. As I said earlier, John Warhurst in the chair, Francis Sullivan, Christina Keneally, Marilyn Hatton, who's also spoken to us on the program in the past as the convener of Australian Catholic Coalition for Church Renewal. Come one, come all. What about the bishop? Is he coming along?
Well, look, we've invited the bishop along with other church senior churchmen, and we are hoping he can attend.
Well, I wonder. That would certainly be an interesting step forward. Mark Metherall, interesting to talk to you about this. I'll be intrigued to know what comes out of it, but thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Genevieve.
Okay, bye-bye.
ABC Grandstand, NRL.
Hi, this is Andrew Moore. Join me, Matthew Elliott, and Dean Hallettau every Sunday.